Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Living my journey of purpose and putting all into my living, all into it, to live, to please and magnify God on today. Welcome. I welcome you to the broadcast on today. And you are in for a treat. Just like I was in for a treat when I heard the Lord say the topic on today through me. What's truth? What's truth? What I hear or what I see? So it's time for us to wake up, smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee. What is truth? What is truth to you? Is it what you see or is it what you hear? What are we living by these days? What are we living by? Are we living by the word? Or are we living by what we think or what we see? So it's a good word. It's a good word on today. What's truth? What is truth? So I am living my journey of purpose. And I am enjoying my living. Yes, I am. Some years ago, the Lord told me who I am. And you know that means the world to me. And because for years you wonder and kind of wondering, well, who am I? What is it that the Lord would have me to do? But you have to ask him. You have to get it from him. You got to get it from God. Who you are, ask him. He'll tell you. He will tell you. So I kept asking, who is it that you would have me to be? What is it that you would have me to do? Who am I for you, Lord? And the Lord, one day, he just finally told me that I am a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service souls. So that makes me a motivational encourager. And I praise and I magnify God for that on today. That's why the broadcast. Because I can speak to thousands of people and encourage them through the Word of God. So I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. That's my practice. They say practice makes perfect. So I'm practicing to be perfect in the Lord. No, I'll never be perfect until we leave here and we go and we praise and magnify God. But I'm practicing living this holy life. We perfect the things of putting God into our lives and then living this word. So I'm a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. Anybody want to worry about bad habits? I don't. But I remember when I did. When I worried about, am I doing this right? What? I shouldn't have done that. But you know what? I gave it all over to Jesus. And I stopped worrying about it because I know what I'm practicing. And that is the God habit. All right then. We are so grateful that you are here with us on today. And we have a good word. We want you to think about that. Think about that, especially for the believer. Believing those that are coming to God, those that have accepted God, but you're not really sure. What's truth? God's word. God's word is truth. That's the truth for the believer. That's the truth for us that are striving to live this life according to God's word. And those of us that is striving to go to heaven for that crown, waiting, working now, laboring now for that crown. Yes, so that we can hear God say one day, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Are you faithful? Are you practicing the word of God? All right then, all right then. So we want to have a word of prayer, and then we will go into the broth and to our lesson on today, talking about what's truth, what I hear or what I see. But talking about prayer on today, I want you to know that prayer is always in order. Prayer is our communication with God. It's the way that we talk to Him. I can pick up a phone or cell phone and call you, or you can call me, and we can communicate with each other over the phone. And now they have so many with texting and all of that stuff. But the only way that we can communicate with God is through prayer. Prayer. It said man ought to always pray. And never, never are we to faint. So we got to keep praying. Yes, we may feel like we're fainting. We may feel like sometimes we want to quit. We want to give up because of what others are doing to us, or saying to us, or talking about us, whatever it is. But we've got to talk to the Lord. So we've got to talk to God about it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about our troubles and watch Him. Watch God work it out. And so we have a conference prayer line. And every morning, Monday through Friday, we're on that prayer line praying for whatever the situation may be, for others, for those that have requested prayer, that have called us in a message, or however they've requested prayer. We're on that prayer line praying. And if you would like to join us on this conference prayer line from 7:15 to 7:30, you can call in at 515-739-1237. And that code is 634-812. And you can pray with us for 15 minutes. Can't you pray for 15 minutes? 15 minutes on the prayer line praying. If you need prayer, you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can call that number and you can be on the prayer line with us praying Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. Jesus asked His disciples, Can you not pray for 1 hour because they went to sleep? Do you know there's a lot of people that are sleeping today? Sleeping in a dangerous time. It's no time to sleep, saints. It's time to wake up. Wake up, Zion. Wake up. It's time to pray. Can't you see what's going on around us? The change in times, the signs that we are seeing. It's praying time. If we've never, never really got into prayer before, it's praying time. And most times people can't pray for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So all we're praying is 15 minutes. 15 minutes Monday through Friday. Join us on the prayer line and pray with us. If you just have a somebody that you want us to pray for, call us, on the prayer line. All right, but we just thank God and we magnify God for prayer. Thank God for the desire. Do you know a lot of people have lost their desire to pray? They've lost it. And we don't want to lose our desire. We have to keep practicing. Keep practicing praying. Keep practicing living God's word. There is a reward. He said those that diligently seek him, there is a reward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not just at the end, but there's a reward here for those that seek God and that magnify him, seeking God for direction. Which way should I go? How should I pray? Teach me how to pray, God, as I ought. There's a reward. There's a reward. And God, he's a good paymaster. God is a good paymaster. And we thank God for that. So if you need prayer right now, I want you to come go with me as we go into prayer. Come, close your eyes and come on in and think about what it is that you need God to do for you. I want to give you some truth today, and I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you about that truth. That truth is God's word on today. So bring your minds in. Bring your minds in the word of God, in the word of God. Bishop Rhodes preached on the other night, on the Saturday, that in the word of God that we find a hiding place. And we want a hiding place. Sometimes we just want to hide. Well, the best place to hide, thank you, Lord Jesus, is in God's word. We can hide and the enemy can't find us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the word of God. So if you need a hiding place on today, you've been going through a lot. You've been going through a lot, so much so that you don't know which end from which end. But God, he knows the way in, he knows the way through, and he knows the way out. And he knows how to bring us out. So come on and go with me, and let's have a word of prayer. Talk to the Lord about it, because he is a prayer answering God. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you and we magnify you and we give you glory and we give you praise, God. What a mighty God that we serve on today, and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for being God in our lives, God. There is no other like you, Father, and we thank you for it on today. We magnify you and we give you glory, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up, God. We lift you up, God. You said that if we would, God, that if we would lift you up, Lord, that you would draw all men unto you, God. We lift you up, God. We represent you, God, in the name of Jesus, as we call on your mighty name. Thank you for prayer, God. Thank you for prayer, God. Thank you for prayer, Lord, that we can come to you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we can have a talk with you, Lord. We can tell you all about our troubles, and you will answer, God, by and by, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being a healer on today, God, a doctor in the sick room, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we know that, Lord, that this is the confidence that we have in you, God, and we magnify you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said, while we yet calling on you, God, while we yet, God, magnifying you, glorifying you, God, you're working it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Over in Mark 11 and 24, you said, whosoever, God, shall come and ask and pray, God, in the name of Jesus, and believe while we're yet praying for what we're asking, God, that you would do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. While we're yet praying, God, while we're yet believing, oh God, in the name of Jesus for you to work out whatever the situation is, God. Whatever we have before you, God, in the name of Jesus, for you already know that. But you want us, God, in the name of Jesus, to come into that oneness with you, God, in the name of Jesus. This is the confidence, God, that we have in you, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. Go into the hospitals, God. Go into the nursing homes, God. Go into the homes of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, where abuse is going on, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind that enemy, Lord. We bind him, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood over him, God. We plead your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Get out of that house, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. Leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you can't stay there. You can't stay there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's blood got that place covered. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in your name today, God. Thank you for healing, God. We're taking a dose of medicine, oh God, of your word, God, in the name of Jesus, and this life and his health to all of our flesh. And we thank you for it, God. We speak to every organ in our body, God. We speak to it, Lord Jesus. We speak to it, every organ, every muscle, every joint, every nerve, God, in the name of Jesus. We command it to line up with God's word in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were and we are healed right now. Line up in the name of Jesus' body. We speak to diseases in the name of Jesus. We speak to you, cancer, in the name of Jesus. We speak to you, diabetes, and leave them alone. We cast you, mountain, into the sea. In Jesus' holy name on today, we magnify, we come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You have no rights to God's people, and we bind you today. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you now, God, in Jesus' name. And we glory in you, Father, and we thank you. We magnify you. Look on the elders, the bishops, oh God, your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to come back into the unity of the Spirit, God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us, God, in the name of Jesus, that we might live this holy life that you have set up for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us, Father. We thank you for direction this Wednesday, God. We thank you for it, God. Thank you for wisdom on today on this broadcast, knowledge and understanding, God. We include you in, God, and we magnify you, God. We invite you into our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on that sinner man, that sinner woman, boy and girl, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and save them. Send somebody, God. Send somebody their way to tell them that have tasted of your goodness, oh God, and know about it, how good you are, God, so that they can share the good news with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That backslider, God, call them back. Call them, Lord Jesus. Call that backslider, God, in the name of Jesus, that he might repent and come running, oh God. What must I do? In the name of Jesus. And we just magnify you, God, for who you are on today. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. Thank God for prayer on today, for he is a prayer answering God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for strength on today. Thank you, Lord. The strength of the Lord is my joy, and the joy of the Lord is my strength on today. Now, if you have a request and you don't want to come on the prayer line, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there on the line. Now, if you need a motivational encourager, and that's who I am, to come and speak at your event, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Now, if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can also email me at my email address, and you can be a guest on my show. And I just praise God. Go out to my website, check out my books, and check out all of my books, and my newest one, prayerfully, will be out by the end of September. That's what I am reaching for, the end of September, with two books, a yearly devotional, Fabulous Fresh Touch, yearly devotional, and dressing in God's designer word, my armor. Don't you want to be dressed in God's word so as you go out during the day, that when the enemy looking for you, that he can't find you because you hid in God's word? You're dressed in God's word. All right then, I've given you all of my information to be in touch. And if you have a testimony and you would like to share that today with us on the broadcast, you can do just that. You can call in at 646-787-8424. And you can share your testimony right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm live and in living color for the next few minutes. All right, then. What's truth? What I hear or what I see? You know, that's something to think about. What is truth? In order to recover all, because this is Recover All Wednesday. And Recover All Wednesday. And in order to recover all, you and I need to know the truth. Sometimes you hear people say, tell me the truth. Tell the truth. Well, the only true truth is God's word. God's word is truth. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word, the word of God. You really want to know the truth, then you need to be in the word of God. Saints need to be in the word of God anyway, because everything else is subject to change. Subject to change. God's word will never change. You can take his word to the bank, because it's not going to change. God's word is truth. Samuel 7:28. Now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth. And you have promised this good thing to your servant. John 15:3 says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. We are cleaned. We're cleaned through the word, through God's truth. That's why it's important that we live God's word. Ephesians 5:26 says, to sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing with water, through the word. Through the word of God. God's word is truth. Anything else is outside of God's words. What's truth? Is it what I hear or is it what I see? I see the condition of this world. I see my body and what it's going through. I see that. But is that truth? Or is that what I see and what I feel? We can't go on our feelings. We can't go on what we see. God's word is what we have to go by. And he said faith comes by hearing. And what is faith? Confidence in God's word. Confidence. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. We hear through his word. So it's not about what's going on in our body. If God said that we are healed, then we have to stand on that word. We have to stand on it. Stand on the word. Stand on the word until your change comes. Until your change comes, stand on the word. Tell God. Let the enemy know. Tell God. Let the enemy know. And praise him, God, as I stand on his mighty word. Stand on the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, oh God, you are God and your words are truth. And you have promised this good thing to your servant. Psalms 19:7-9 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And you read the rest of that. Ephesians 5:26 says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. By the word, my God. God's word is truth. What's truth? What I hear or what I see? What are you seeing? Maybe you have those scales over your eyes like Paul did. But when God, when he was converted, he heard that word. He heard truth. He heard truth. What he had been doing all of that time. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He had been doing the wrong, thinking that it was right. But when the scales fell off of his eyes and he could see because he received truth. Hallelujah. God's word is truth. He received truth. And now, he could see. Paul could see now. He could see. Thank you, God. It's only through God's word. It's only through his word that we have truth. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that I might get those things done that you've given. 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved. James 1:21, why lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness? John 8:40 says, but now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth. Why would you do that? Why? Only because the scales have not fallen off of your eyes and you've not received truth. When you receive truth, then you're going to do it God's way. You're going to look in that mirror of God's word, and it will be reflected. That's the image that you want to be. That's what we want to dress in, the word of God. So we'll do it God's way. So we'll have truth. What's truth? It's not what I hear. I mean, it is what I hear, but it's not what I see. So we want to get in God's word so we will know truth. Continue to read the rest of the scriptures that I've given and praise and magnify God. Until the next time, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous, fabulous afternoon. Bye-bye.